So it's your friend again here at Casa do Beans in the evening time. Let me put on my glasses and do the daylight saving conversion. Well, it's almost 6 p.m. More like 5:50, right? Pacific Standard Time, 5:50. I don't know if you're watching the election. I don't know if you give a fuck. I really don't. The French bulldog that I'm dog-sitting just vomited this horrible goop onto the floor. Thankfully, I acted quickly because I've been around this motherfucker. The next thing he was going to do once he regained his composure was smear that shit all over the house, gnaw on it, eat it, barf it back up again, eat it again. And I should have seen this coming this morning. This motherfucker, I think what he did is he ate one of Nori's cat turds. And Nori is the other pet that doesn't really require much watching because, you know, cats are functional living things. French bulldogs are not really functional, really. I came to this understanding that I actually think Frenchies are just basically people who buy Frenchies suffer from a disorder called Munchausen's by proxy. They need to be caring for something that is permanently disabled. And so they go out of their way and they buy these motherfucking dogs, and they get bred because of this. They get bred in Hermit Crab Farm someplace in fucking Iceland, and then they get shipped in frozen. You thought a Frenchie. Oh, here's your Frenchie. You think it's a dog. No. No. No, it's just a hermit crab. Just a big old fucking hermit crab that mutated into a dog. Yeah, you know, at least that's what L. Ron Hubbard says, right? That's another thing I've been doing. I've been ODing on L. Ron Hubbard crap on this Leah Remini series. But here's the fucked up thing about Scientology, other than the whole thing being fucked up, is it reminds me of the sci-fi film that was arguably competing with the ooh-ah factor in the year 1999 with The Matrix. But I actually think, in terms of being a thinking man's person's film, whatever, this was a better film. It's called The 13th Floor. And it was basically about a situation. Beans is up on the couch now. What are you looking for, Beans? You looking for magic peas and fucking buttercup trees, you fuck? He's such a fuck. You're such a fuck, Beans. You know it? You're a motherfucker. You know it. He knows it. He can tell. Yeah, so anywho, it strikes me that if you're in a cult right now, it's kind of like being in that movie, The 13th Floor, because you figure out, oh shit, this is a simulation, and fuck. Now I'm aware I'm in a simulation, but what if you're in a simulation in a fucking simulation? That's what it's like being a cult in the United States. I mean, all the shit they say on the series is true, but could be equally applied to, like, the country. You know, the lying, the propaganda, the way in which people are sort of gaslit. Is normal America as bad as Scientology? No. But here's a little newsflash. If normal America worked out so great, I think a lot of people would probably not become Scientologists in the first place. And I'll even go a step further. It strikes me that Scientology is a seriously crazy cult. So if you're going down that route where you end up on the fucking shores of Scientology, a lot of things went wrong in the quote-unquote good America for you to end up in that place, in my opinion. Oh, Dan, are you blaming? No, I'm not blaming society. I'm blaming the fact that we live in a cult. We don't live in a free society. We live in a multi-level scam, and it's as much of a scam as any scam L. Ron Hubbard ever came up with. You know, ostensibly, L. Ron Hubbard said the best way to make money, and it's not to own a Frenchie. The best way to make money is to start a religion, right? But I think he's actually crazy. The best way to make money is probably just to print it, like Powell's doing right now. In fact, the number one way to make money is to take over a free society and then shove debt down their throats for 100 years and see what the fuck happens. That's what we're seeing right now, folks. And you can say, well, Dan, the deficit wasn't that bad in the 80s. Okay, I hate giving this speech, but I will again. Nature is not linear, okay? You may have thought that the debt was a linear problem because you live, you know, so long and then you die. And so from your perspective, these events seem to be, you know, going too slow. But actually, in historical terms, the amount of debt that's been created in my lifetime, it's impossible to have a precedent for it. It's one of the reasons why people say you would need four or five Earths to actually, you know, support the human race. They're actually lying there. You would need four or five planet Earths at this point and the people working to support the theoretical debt. That is true. That's reality. Now, should we go invade planets for the debt? No. I think maybe we should recognize the debt itself is illegitimate and say it's about time, you know, for an actual jubilee. And if that means some really crooked people who are involved in crooked credit scams and banker scams and real estate scams have a hard day, well, I'm sorry, but you're participating in something that is evil. If we applied to food and water, which I'm afraid this will happen soon, so listen to what I'm about to say. If we applied to food and water what we've applied to shelter with respect to Fannie, Freddie, and the whole banker economy, you would have warehouses full of food and people dying of starvation in the streets in the United States. That would be reality. And you can apply the same concept for water. You would have water everywhere and people dying of thirst. That is stupid. There is nothing about shelter that makes it less evil to build that kind of a debt scheme around it. But yet we did. So yeah, I'm thinking about Scientology and I wonder, once you break out of that fucking scam, and it is a fucking scam, it's an evil fucking scam, it's manipulative, it's evil, it has pedophilia, but once you break out, doesn't that continue to kind of be true at an institutional scale? Aren't you still living in an evil, satanic, Moloch-worshipping pedophilia kingdom once you break out? And as far as the election goes, here's my election day forecast, okay? The people that will win this election are the people who end up making all the choices about who wins. Trump, Biden, it doesn't matter. They might even have a plan to set the whole thing on fire, which means it's plausible that there is no statesmanlike speech, and it's plausible that both sides could contest this election. You know, Jim and I have talked about this a lot. I've talked about it with a lot of people. I think the reset is a great concept. It's a really great concept. If there is something still there to reset, if there is still something there that you can plausibly turn back on again, what concerns me is that we have broken things so badly that there is almost no plausible way I can imagine that we'll ever turn this fucker back on again. And that means basically they broke it for good. In fact, you know, I got a response today on a tweet. Well, but Dan, maybe they're doing all this because of the pedophilia scandals. And I'm going, fuck, wake the fuck up. All of these revelations, probably most of which are true, might be on purpose, fuckers. Have you ever considered the possibility that this entire fucking situation is bullshit? I know, Dan, I know. You know, you're going to say I'm the crazy person. But then imagine yourself in Scientology and somebody says to you everything I'm saying, but it's about Scientology. Guess what? You would probably still think I was a crazy person if you were a committed 1 billion year contract Sea Org member, right? So don't be too hasty saying I'm crazy saying this. You should think about what you're told by the people in positions of authority. Those are the people you should question the most. The people with power, the people with influence, those are the ones you should never let off the hook. And yet we let them off the hook all the time. So yeah, all these revelations are great, but I don't really see the fire for all the smoke. And if you ask me, it's just another smokescreen. I talked about this a year ago almost, you know, I think it was back in January, but I said that a lot of this shit might just be diversion so they can get something done. And I remember telling Jim, you know, the reason to use something like COVID, one reason to use it among many, there's lots of good reasons. You can enforce austerity. You immediately get control of the economy, almost like pure Stalinism, not the facade neo-Stalinism with the bullshit facade of capitalism on top. No, it's more like a coming out party. We're 100% Stalinist now, and that's great. You know, Stalin was such a fucking hero of economic history. Joseph Stalin. Anywho, it gives you command of the economy. It gives you instant austerity. And if you don't know what austerity is, please look it up. Look up the economic policies vis-a-vis Greece from 2009 until now. So basically the whole last decade. Look up austerity. That's what they did. And they did it for basically the whole fucking planet. The whole entire planet has been in an austerity program basically since the beginning of the year. And that means you can print a lot of money without necessarily triggering immediate inflationary effects that you can't lie about. There's been a lot of inflation, but they have been good about lying about the inflation. It's getting to the point now where it's really hard for them to lie. And so you're going to have price increases and shortages or both. And that's one of the outcomes of a command economy. You're going to have shortages, probably going to have a famine. And, you know, that's a tip your hat to Joseph Stalin, too, because his bullshit triggered a famine. So I have no doubt that the bullshit that's coming will trigger a famine. But for all of that, my question remains the same. What the fuck are they hiding? For all the crap, for all the revelations, for all the bullshit. And I do think people are being played. I think a lot of these revelations, like I said, which are probably true, are being used to confuse and enrage and create chaos. And welcome to American 2020, mission accomplished. The Black Lives Matter, Antifa, they are about as real as ISIS, which means fake. And I have no doubt the people that engineered ISIS engineered fucking Black Lives Matter. It looks like the same type of scripted bullshit. I have a theory. I think most normal people have nothing to do with that crap. Probably 90% or more of the Black Lives Matter fucking staged bullshit is literally staged, which means actors, which means paid people to go into these protests and dress up like bullshit anarchists, which they're not, because actual anarchists don't really think you have a right to go around setting people's shit on fire. It's kind of a violation of the non-aggression principle. Actual anarchists take a rather Christian view of the world. So yeah, but they are dressing up like militant freaks. Those aren't normal people. Those are paid freaks. And they're being managed by the same people that managed ISIS. So yeah, I guess Langley, Virginia, CIA, whatever the fuck you want to say, Mossad, pick a fucking alphabet, right? Pick an alphabet agency. So the question I have, and it's been the same question for several days now. In fact, it's been the question since this last summer, because I thought Black Lives Matter was the halftime show. And it turned out it was just another monkey they keep, you know, circling around, another flying monkey. Oh, we need a Black Lives Matter presence to create chaos and fear. Here, land in Portland, land someplace in fucking Minneapolis or Wisconsin. Who the fuck knows where? Land in Seattle and do some bullshit. Set a porta potty on fire, and then the fucking newspapers report it like they shut down a prison. No, 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 folks. They sped up the construction of a prison. But they did lead to the, you know, a homeless shelter being torn down. So good job, Black Lives Matter. You basically removed a place for homeless people to eat and sleep. That's a really great humanitarian fucking thing to do in Seattle. But it is so very Seattle. So very Seattle. I don't know who wins or who loses. I just know that normal people will lose again. And the idea that we're ever going to have another election boggles the mind. Like, maybe there will be. Maybe there will be an election in 2024. Maybe there'll be a congressional election in 2 years. I have no fucking idea. But right now, it feels like whatever social contract you thought existed has been totally pissed and pooed on, has been torn up and set on fire. Your freedoms that were supposed to be protected by the Bill of Rights were destroyed by governors and mayors across the country, by the president. You can't tell me this bullshit. It's important to elect the president. Well, what the fuck was he doing for the last 10 months? What the fuck has he been doing? If he's so fucking integral to my liberty at this point, what the fuck has he been doing? Because from what I can tell, he ain't been doing shit. Eisenhower did a lot of shit. People accused him of unconstitutional shit. He still did it because he saw governors doing wrong. So what the fuck has Trump been doing? I'm going to tell you what, no matter who wins today, tomorrow, no matter what they announce on Soviet television, the reality is you've been fucked once again. You know, welcome to America in 2020, not really different from 2016. Welcome to the lie. And so if you're saying to yourself, why are you just watching the Scientology bullshit? Because as fucked up as it is, it's almost an escape, especially when Leah or Mike Rinder say something like, well, now maybe they'll go to law enforcement, because that makes me think, fuck, that's right. They'll go from one simulation to another. They'll go from one form of cult to another. That's reality. The reality is, it's almost like the thing you need to do in 2021 is pick your fucking cult or live alone and die, because I don't see a lot of independent free-thinking people in Seattle, for example. I see a lot of cultish behavior. So I guess the 2021 thing is pick your cult and die.